This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:06 in the morning, Tuesday the 27th of April, and of course you're listening to The Morning Run. You're here with Wong Shaoning and Philip C. Now in about 15 minutes, we'll be speaking to Harry Tan of the National Union of the Teaching Profession, or otherwise known as NUTP, on closing of schools due to the rise of COVID-19 cases. But before that, markets.
Yes, mixed day in the US. The Dow was down 0.2%, S&P up 0.2%, NASDAQ up 0.9%. I think all kind of waiting to see as a slew of corporate earning results coming through in the coming weeks ahead. But in Asia also, a mixed day as well. Nikkei was up 0.4%, Hong Kong down 0.4%, Shanghai also in negative territory, down 1%. Now, closer home, our neighbour Singapore up 0.3%, and yes, back home in KL up 0.9%.
Thanks to the rubber gloves yesterday.
I think so.
They had a bit of a stellar day as basically COVID-19 cases are increasing. But, you know, moving on to some of the other interesting news, we have results, and that is coming out from, of course, Tesla, which reported its first quarter results earlier today, beating expectations, buoyed by the sale of Bitcoin and regulatory credits. Something that we will be asking somewhat related to with our caller, because I think he's on the line now. So we have with us Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist, U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. Now, Joe, I know you can't comment on specific stocks, but what is your view of the electric vehicle sector on the back of Tesla's results, which just came out? I mean, prices have done really well. Do you think this sector still has legs?
Well, it's a great question, because only about 3-4% of total global car sales are electrical vehicles. And I do think it is the future. So we've got a very strong backdrop for industrial growth, but you got to be careful. I mean, Tesla is winning now, but will they win later? Because the Germans are getting into the space, the Chinese are competitive, Japan, South Korea. But like, you know, I do think the future market share increases are for electrical vehicles, for sure.
And Joe, do you think then we should be looking at the supply chain within electric vehicles, so the likes of, let's say, even the battery makers?
Yeah, look at the the batteries, the battery storages, the charging stations, commodities, right? I mean, copper is very, an electrical vehicle uses 4 to 6 times more copper than a regular vehicle. So I think the commodity cycle has a long way to run as the EV revolution kicks in. So whether it's commodities, batteries, charging stations, there's a lot of upside here.
So Joe, you know, I think we're going to see U.S. equities, which was, I think, a bit of a ruckus last week with Biden's tax plan. But as we know, we're going to expect to announce earnings coming through. And so far, the earnings look quite good above expectations. What's your view in terms of direction of equities moving forward?
I think, you know, I hate to say this, but like the best is behind us. You know, we're at peak growth. A lot of good news priced in. But that doesn't mean we can't go higher. We're just not going to go as high as we have in the last, you know, 12, 14 months, which is quite remarkable. And I think that's globally as well. So, you know, real economic growth is coming in above expectations. So are global earnings. But a lot of good news is pricing. So now's the time to really get, you know, go high quality, go the growth, go the, you know, the deep value. Good companies, good execution, good management. It's not the time to kind of like, you know, follow the trend. It's get back to fundamentals. We'll go higher. It's going to be slower and you got to be patient.
Now, on the back of that, FANG earnings are out this week. And of course, they're seen as a bellwether for the performance of big tech. Now, what do you think about this? Because this is one sector that really did very, very well in 2020. But at the same time, it does still provide value, or at least they are still leading in terms of earnings. So is there still money to be made?
Well, I think there's money. I mean, anyone listening, if you own these FANG stocks, don't sell them, because I do think there's a lot of upside. Some of them are, you know, I mean, I can't say company names, but I think there's a lot of upside. You know, these companies are reinventing themselves as healthcare companies. They're going into electrical vehicles. So, you know, on pullbacks by these companies. If you own them, don't sell them, because we still have a lot to go in terms of, you know, merging of, like, say, ag tech, health tech, fintech. There's a lot going on with these technology companies. They're going to be in everything and everywhere. The only big red flag, though, is a regulatory environment. You know, how much will these companies, you know, be looked at regulatory issues that could dampen their earnings outlook?
And let's take a macro approach, because I think the U.S. quarter one GDP is expected to come in quite robust at 6%. Just want to say, what would have been the key drivers for that really solid growth?
I think, you know, unfortunately, it was artificial, and I mean that in the sense of the government stimulus, the fiscal spending, the Fed cutting rates, increasing the balance sheet, but they did the right thing. I mean, we've seen a massive, you know, 50% of GDP stimulus from Congress and the Fed, and that put a floor underneath growth, so households could come back faster, companies came back faster, service sector, and then the vaccination as well. The vaccination, I mean, there's parts of the United States where, like, you'd never know it was a pandemic. People are at the ballparks, we're all hanging out, having a good time. So, like, you know, the vaccination and the stimulus is why we're seeing such robust growth. But it's we got to follow through. We're not out of the woods yet. I'm a little worried about what's going on in India, when that means sort of global ramifications for growth and so forth.
Can you tell us how all this connects? Because to pay for the stimulus, which is driving the growth, there is this capital tax plan that Biden is proposing, and that likely is going to shape and drive equity. So do you see that disconnect then between economic growth and equities markets then?
I mean, no, it's a great question, because a lot of the growth has come from stimulus, and a lot of the stimulus was borrowed, and at some point we'll have to pay it back. But not now, and not for a while, because we're using our own currency, the dollar. We're borrowing money at very low costs in terms of, like, what the yield is. And if we grow, then we have the wherewithal to pay it back. So I'm not too concerned, but we're watching it very carefully. There's no doubt. We borrow a lot of money. And we're not done. We got an infrastructure bill coming, and we've got another family care plan coming. And, you know, when you tax the rich, yeah, they do pull forward some of these gains. But then we look historically, the rich go right back in and buy equities, 3-6 months later. So I don't think the capital gains is, like, you know, the death knell of this bull market.
Is inflation then the big worry?
It is. I do think. I mean, not just commodity wage inflation. I mean, it's remarkable. You can't find any workers in the United States that want to cut hair, do lawns, computer scientists, healthcare workers, manufacturing. We're going to hit a labor wall here, and companies are going to have to pay up and or go more automation, more robotics. So we're very bullish on robotics automation. But yeah, I think the big unknown this year is how much wage costs rise, because there's a bidding war for talent, whether it's unskilled or skilled, for sure.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Joel Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management, telling us that it's not so much the capital gains tax that is the big issue, but inflation. And in the U.S., unlike Malaysia, they perhaps may face wage inflation, because there's a shortage of workers at the moment. And even things like, what is it, cutting hair, computer scientists,
yeah,
seems like a wide range of professions.
It's a battle of talent, I think, that's going to drive this. And, you know, he made a very interesting point that he does see some upside still, but relatively limited and selective.
Yeah, of course, because you're coming from such a high base, right? Last year, 2020, was a stellar year for equities, especially for Nasdaq. But he did say, don't sell it if you own it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think because, you know, prices can only increase. These are companies which are stellar companies, forever reinventing themselves. So the earnings growth will always be there.
You know, a couple of times, tech is basically going to be the economy.
Yeah,
we wouldn't even call it a sector anymore.
Yeah.
Because it is so pervasive, it touches nearly every sector already.
But talking about new technology is, of course, Tesla. I'm confused. Is it a technology company, an auto company? But anyway, they reported first quarter results earlier today, beating expectations. And this was not due to car sales. This was due to Bitcoin and regulatory credits. So earnings per share was 93 cents versus 79 cents. Revenue was up $10.39 billion versus $10.29 billion as expected. And net profit reached a quarterly record of $438 million.
Well, let's look at its bread and butter business, which is cars. It delivered more than 500,000 cars in 2020 and reported deliveries of 184,800 cars worldwide in the first quarter, topping the last quarter by about 4,000 vehicles. Now, it's very interesting what Joe also was saying, that yes, it's probably the leader now in electric vehicles, but all the current
automakers.
Automakers are venturing into electric, like Volkswagen and so on and so
forth. Yeah, even Daimler, even Ford, Chrysler in the US are all getting into this. And the big headache for all automakers is actually supply chain issues because there's a shortage of chips globally. But we'll be watching this space. Tesla this morning is actually down 2% in aftermarket trading. Analysts weren't exactly 100% happy on this. But up next, we'll be speaking on the government strategy in handling the recent spike of COVID-19 cases in schools. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.